Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. You are tuned in to Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Now, today, man, we got a special guest that's coming straight from Indianapolis, Indiana. He goes by the name of Skip. He got a song called Sundown Town USA. I listened to it. It's that motherfucking fire. And it's off his album, King of Indiana. And he has another song that'll be coming out soon with the one and only Rhyme Fest. If y'all don't know who Rhyme Fest is, y'all know the fuck about hip hop. He's a Kanye West collaborator, by the way, and the name of the song is called Fix Yo Crown. But hey, we here with old Skip. So yo, Skip, what's up, man? Holla at the world.
What's up with it, family? I appreciate you having me on the podcast, man.
No doubt, no doubt. So since you're on the podcast, man, why don't you let everybody know where you from, where you hail from, and how old you are. You know, you ain't gotta tell your age if you don't want to. You know, yeah, that's up to you. But you know what I'm saying? Let them know where you come from, where you hail from, and what made you start doing hip hop, man.
Yeah, what it do? Once again, I go by the name of Skip. That's spelled S-K-Y-P-P from Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, King of Indiana is what the album's called. So you know how I'm coming out the gate from the city. I started writing in middle school, man. You know what I mean? And once I got to high school, I had the whole district behind me, the whole east side of Indianapolis was behind me, you know what I mean? Okay. Once I saw them results, just from something I was, you know, having fun with, I realized once I graduate, I want to take it serious, you know, full-time artist type deal, see where I can get with it. And I ain't had nothing but great results, you know what I mean, from high school until now. So I'm just keeping it moving, you know what I mean, until we get that big check we've been waiting on.
Well, let me ask you this. Right, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, my co-host, he's from Mississippi, but he goes up north a lot, you know what I'm saying? I go up north a lot. So we are hip-hop artists. I mean, hip-hop fans, and I'm a hip-hop artist too. But, you know, we like that music that's gonna, you know, make you move at certain times, that'll talk to your soul at certain times. So what kind of music do you do? And after you tell me a little bit of music you do, we're gonna play your song also.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm really like a versatile artist. This album I just released, King of Indiana, it caters more to the hip-hop crowd, you know what I mean? Spitting a message, heavy hitting bass, you know, a cracking snare, you know, just your traditional kind of like 90s hip-hop type deal. Some people call it boom bap, but that's the wave I'm on right now. My last album was called The Ghetto Mr. Rogers. That was more radio. Okay. Yeah, that was more radio, you know, make you move, strip club music, stuff like that, you know what I mean? So I just like to show my versatility and show I ain't no limited artist, you know what I mean? You can't put me in a box. I'm going to be able to do all that.
And you know what? Never, ever get put in a box. So I would like, at this time right now, y'all, what y'all know what we always do, I usually play my song, but since I got a hip-hop artist, Helen from Indiana, man, we're going to play his song, and I would like for him to introduce his own song, or unless you want me to introduce your song.
Now, I got you, man. Before you play it, I just want to let people know, you know, Indiana, we got a reputation for a lot of racism. Our history is real, you know, racist, you know what I mean? It's real whitewashed. In Sundown Town, USA, it's just me as an African-American from Indiana addressing that. So what you about to hear is my song from my album, King of Indiana. It's called Sundown Town, USA. Bank of
life. Yeah. Damn right.
Come on. King of Indiana, leader and commander, eating up the slander. I'm in the sundown town, clutching a hammer. Ready for static like TVs with no antennas. And vitamin C, like the vitamins and bananas. Lock up our brothers and they leave them in the slammer. Laugh at them through a camera while they sing the fucking anthem. Been selling meds like I'm trying to cure cancer. Flourishing in the city while they moving to Atlanta. Answer this, how can I compete with no competition? Rely on the application to make an honest living. Told mommy if you looking for me, I'm in the trenches. When cops come, we sure to run like 4 inches. Blurry vision, I keep a prescription. Product legit, not the shit they pressing in the kitchen. I had to take a leap of faith to complete the mission. Under pressure, you break like a brief intermission. Back to regular schedule programming, y'all don't do no damage. Plug with the Hispanics and I don't need no Spanish. I don't need no bandage. Time heal the wounds, you can't think outside the box when you confined to a room. Free the goons,
we from the middle of the map. Skip, man, that shit hard as fuck. Now I like that shit. That's that sun down Town USA by Skip, man. Hey, man, that's I like that, man. I cannot wait. Oh, yeah, that shit hard, man. That shit hard.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that shit hard. I like that, man. We're going to have to collab. We going to have to, man. We're going to have to. All right. So now coming from where you from, man, was hip hop a big thing around coming from you from? Because I've never really heard of any artists coming out of Indiana.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, hip hop in the black community, you know, it was prominent. And that's just because we black. You know what I mean? We listen to hip hop. But in the city and the state as a whole, I don't think it did, or even to this day, I don't think it has that. You know what I mean? That presence that it should have, you know, but we trying to change that. We trying to turn Indianapolis into a hip hop city for the most part, you know what I mean? And that's just what we own in the city.
And you and basically you leading the pack, right?
I wouldn't say I'm leading it, but I'm definitely a prominent figure in the Indianapolis hip hop scene for sure.
Oh, okay. Cause you know, I've never really heard any artists from Indiana.
Yeah, so, the only artist from Indiana to ever make any kind of waves is Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs from Indiana. Okay, cool. No doubt. I listen to Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah.
You know, because it's one of them things like, okay, you've been from Indiana. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. All right. So, you know, the only person that made waves in our city, well, I could just say that people know is Young Buck. All right. You know, people know who that is. But, you know, we had other people that was like Star Lito, All Star, you know. Yeah. But, I understand where you're coming from, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to a city that doesn't really have that it factor, kind of like what Jonah Lucas did with Massachusetts. You know what I mean? Like you know, you trying to do that for Indiana, basically, right?
Right, yeah. Facts.
Facts. So let me ask you a question though. Since, you know, we talk hip hop, so what I'm gonna have to do for you is you're gonna have to give me your top four. All right, your top four of all time. We're gonna go there first, and then you got to give me your top four of now. Like now, who's your top four hip hop artists of all time, and who's your top four hip hop artists now? We don't do top five, we do top four. I ain't giving you that much. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah,
so give me your all time first.
I'm gonna go with Pac.
Pac, okay, no doubt.
I'm gonna have to go with J. Cole.
J. Cole.
That was kind of hard to throw in there though, all time.
Yeah, it's J. Cole, man. You know. So what's your number three?
I'm gonna go with Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
And although people say he a guest in hip hop, I gotta go with Eminem.
Man, dog, what you mean, man? You gotta give him his props, yeah, dog. Right. It's Eminem. You know, we don't play no games. It's M, man. I fuck with M straight to up. The fullest. You feel me? Who's your top four of now? And what I mean by now, it could be an older rap or whatever, but if they still doing their thing now, because on my now, I had Eminem number one, because he's still murdering the tracks. You feel me? He's still going platinum. You feel me? So who will be who you like now?
Yeah, God rest his soul. I got to go number one, Nipsey Hussle.
Man, nigga, don't
play. He did a lot for me.
No doubt.
He do a lot for me. J. Cole, you know what I mean? Still prominent even to this day. I got a strong admiration for Buddy. I don't know if you heard of Buddy. He from Compton.
Buddy. Yeah. Nah, but you gonna make me go look him up.
Yeah, Buddy nice. I like Buddy a lot. And let me see my four or four I be listening to a lot, man. That's tough. I'm gonna just throw Joey Badass in there. That's not a confident number four, but I'm gonna throw him in there.
Joey Badass, man, he's on another level, man. It's kind of like a Hobson. I don't know if you listen to Hobson.
Yeah.
Or a Dax or somebody like that. So yeah, Joey Badass, he got the bars though. You know what I mean? He reminded me of a Lupe Fiasco back in the day. You know what I mean?
And that's what my album on, really, just that lane, that underground hip hop sound. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, no doubt. Well, let me ask you a question though. Okay, if you really think about this, how do you feel about hip hop now?
I feel like it has its own areas. You know what I mean? You got your trap, mainstream, club stuff, you got your underground hip hop, you got your super underground, which is your Hobsons and your you know what I mean, Currency and all them people. It's so many different areas, you know what I mean? You got to be appreciative of all of them. Now, the front runner, at least popularity-wise, is the radio, strip club, you know what I mean, club music. That's just what's hot right now. And I ain't got nothing against that. They got their ways, and that's their way, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to kind of disagree with that.
For sure.
All right. And the reason why I'm going to disagree with that, because I'm looking at numbers, and I'm looking at what these cats really worth, right? I agree. If you listen to my podcast, and I hope now, you know, that you own it, that you share this podcast and you know, put it out, because I'll be putting out good content. I say this right here. I listen to Russ, you know, and a couple of other people in the game, right? And they be keeping it real about these cats that y'all listening to. Now, I always remember something. It ain't hating. If you don't like it, you don't like it. You know, a lot of people say it's hating, hating. No, if you don't like it, you don't like it. You feel me? And I don't think that it's club music is getting most of the dollars, be honest.
Nah, that's a fact, bro. Yeah, I never said that.
Popularity. I'm going to get you that popularity. No doubt. I get you that one. Yeah. Because if you talk about popularity, you saying that this is who you hear on the radio. You hear this whack-ass shit. I'm just saying it's some whack-ass shit they playing on the radio. And what they doing is they are putting this money in these YouTube ads and all this, and they putting it in your face so much. You know, people like us that do YouTube ads, we probably ain't got 100,000 to give to YouTube to put our song in front of every damn body. You feel me? Yeah. We might got 100. Dollars, do you feel what I'm saying? so they putting it in people's face so much. So when you look at the views, now I'm about to put some up on you. And I already know this. Okay. Now, do you use YouTube ads to deliver your videos?
I've done it on a couple. I haven't done it on a whole lot of them, maybe like two or three.
Okay. Have you seen what happens when you do that?
Yeah, I be getting comments from people all over the world and all kind of crazy stuff.
And you know how your videos go up, you know, what is your highest viewed video that you have on your channel?
My highest view was, it's from like 2013. That was it wasn't no ad on that. And that got to like 30,000.
Okay. Now, what you think done changed from 2013 to now? Why you think that you're not getting the views as you was getting then that you're getting now?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Now check it. I did an ad on one of my songs, and it had right now been out a month, and I got 23,000 views on it. Okay. Has my son in it. Now I did an ad on another song, same way, and it only got 11K, right? So that lets you know that they're listening. You know, somebody's listening. But this is the thing. YouTube ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, it's a source of promotion. You need that. You know, you have people that will post something and once in a blue moon and it go viral. But you got to promote that. And when it comes to a lot of record companies, they promote they shit to the max. You ever notice something? Say a Cardi B song comes out, and then it's like they got 100 million views in a day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you really think about it, do you honestly think that many people are going and listening to a whole Cardi B song?
Nah, I know what's going on. They running them ass, like you said.
Yeah, because you know it's like, let's be honest, because it works to their benefit. But for a lot of people, they like, oh man, they got 300 million views that don't know how YouTube ads work. But like 5 seconds, I only got to listen to it by 5 or 10 seconds, and you get a view. Yeah. So if this song is getting 300 million views, all that mean that it was put in the ad probably in front of the same person. Like the same person probably seen this same ad 150 times that day.
Yeah.
For 5 seconds and they skipped it. You get what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But that's how they do it, right? And then they get, and then of course, they with a major label. They get on the hottest playlist. You know, you go Rap Caviar, you know, of course, Cardi B and Meek Mills and Drake, they there. You know what I mean? But me and you try to get on Rap Caviar, it's not going to happen. No, you can have the hottest song in the country. You're not signed to a label. You're not getting on Rap Caviar. And let me ask you a question. What do you think about YouTube ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads? Do you feel like it's good to use that for your career? Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do. As an independent artist, yeah.
So you're not against it?
Nah.
Okay, and a lot of independent artists that don't know about how these work, the algorithm, it helps you out, especially if people really are viewing your video. You know what right. I'm saying? People viewing your video, they're going to put in the algorithm and it's gonna flow. It's going to start being suggested. It's going to start, you know, people are going to start, but you can't stop your ads.
Right.
Now, I don't know how long you run your YouTube ads, but if you keep on running your YouTube ads and you keep paying the pay, you're going to get more views. If you stop, YouTube look at it like, they ain't paying me no money, so why would I, you know, suggest their music? Makes no sense, right? So let me give you a take. I want to ask you a question. Let me give you a take on Spotify. What do you think about Spotify, Apple Music, or what they pay the artists?
Nah, yeah, that's not it. It's not it. Streaming ruined the game. It only benefit the artists who are like at the top of the top. And even then, they don't even get what they deserve either. So streaming definitely ruined the game for sure.
So, okay, do you feel like, okay, how you feel about when people be posting this bullshit and nigga, I'm gonna keep it this all the way gutter. How you feel about when motherfuckers be like, oh, I got this plaque with 1 million fucking streams. What the fuck you feel about that? Cause I'm gonna give you my take on that shit.
I don't be feeling no kind of way about it. I mean, if that's what they feel like they gotta do to get more people to drive to their music, then to each his own, but I wouldn't be on that. You know what I mean? I push sales. I send my supporters to iTunes and Amazon and Bandcamp. I don't tell them to go stream my music. I tell them to go buy it. You feel me? So I get the whole streaming thing, and it may be people making more money off my sales, off their streams. I don't know. You feel me? But I get where you're going with that, though.
You say you heard. All right. Well, this is my thing. Is you see a lot of people say, oh, I got 1 million streams. 1 million streams is peanuts, all right? It's peanuts, okay? And you got 1 million streams, but you don't have 1 million people that bought that single.
Yeah.
You feel what I mean? Now, let me ask you this. If you get you 1 million streams, and let's say Amazon, you send them to Amazon, Bandcamp. I'm part of Bandcamp too, by the way. But Bandcamp, Amazon, and you send iTunes. It to iTunes, you know, like which I know you probably own streaming services, right?
Yeah.
You can, okay, but you don't really focus most on that, which is cool. Yeah. Now let me tell you this. If you get 1 million people to buy your single for 99 cents, I'm just saying you probably sell your singles for 99 cents, right? 99 cents, $1.29, whatever. Now, if you can get 1 million people that's going to stream your song 1 million times to pay 99 cents for that album, you'll be a millionaire. Now, answer this question, give me your question. Why do you think that a lot of independent artists, because we're going to talk about independent artists because we're in an independent world, why do you think that a lot of independent artists, they get 1 million streams, but they can't get 1 million singles sold?
That's because people ain't got to buy it no more to hear it. So they don't. It's really that simple. Like, why buy it if I ain't got to? So them people, even people you might love to death, you tell them go buy it. They going to say they going to do it, but they going to just go stream it because they ain't got to buy it. You feel me? And it's people close to my heart that still ain't bought my music because they feel like, you know what I mean, they ain't got to.
You know what? You're right. Cause I did a thing. I was like, hey man, buy this. You know, these people that I know, right? So I went, they don't understand that I can look at my stats and stuff after a couple months. So I'm looking, I'm like, hold on, six people bought it, but then I got 500 streams?
Right.
You know what I mean? I know I told more than six people. They're supposed to be like, oh, I support you to the fullest. I got you. I got you. Why you didn't pre-order it off Amazon? Like, why you right. didn't? Well, it's 99 cents. You feel me? It's 99 cents. This is the thing. I understand it because I do stream music, right? But if I like an artist and I really fuck with an artist, I'm going to go buy that shit.
Straight up.
Yeah. You know, I got to because I'm an artist and I understand how it goes. So I'm a buy it. You get what I mean? There's no point of streaming it, you know, when you can 99 cent, man. It's 99 cent. You know, it's 99 cent. So now when you grew up, man, what was your goal besides just music? Just music. I don't know if that was just the only thing you ever wanted to do, or was it any other stuff that you wanted to do besides music? If you want to be a pimp, sell dope, whatever.
Nah, just like the average kid, I wanted to play basketball too.
Sure. Average black kid, right?
Yeah, basketball, football, and rap. That's all I mean, I ain't play football, but just basketball and rap. That's all I ever did and all I ever wanted. Sure.
And you've been pushing for how? If you want to tell me, it's cool. I'm how old are you? Yeah. He's that. I'm in my 20s. We're just gonna keep it like that. Yeah. All right. That's cool. So basically, when it comes to music, we're gonna talk about this, right? And I know a lot of people be like, man, why you be. When it comes to music, this is how I feel. I feel that hip hop is diluted. I feel that hip hop, and you know what? I'm not going to say hip hop. I'm going to say rap. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say rap because I hate when people try to say hip hop and rap is the same. No, it's not.
No, it ain't.
It's not the fucking same. You know, I hate that they group it up together when they go to these bullshit, dumbass, fuckboy-ass award shows. These motherfuckers, they rather go suck a dick for an award. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it literally, but maybe it is literally. I don't know. You know, I don't really give a fuck. But my thing is this. I cares nothing about validation, but this is what I feel. Rap and hip-hop should not be in the same category of music. They should be separated. You can't say, I do hip-hop and then I rap. You get what I mean? Either you a hip-hop artist or you a rap artist. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, either you a MC or you a DJ. You get what I mean? It's like, you know, a DJ, then you got an MC, like, you know how it was back then. What do you feel about that? You know what I'm saying? About hip hop and rap being grouped up in the same thing. What's your take on that?
I mean, I get why they do it, because black people don't run the music industry. So they don't, we understand it, but we don't run it. So you got your Jewish people, your Caucasian people, they yeah. look at any rapping on a beat, period, is just rapping hip hop to them. They don't realize the difference. Or maybe they do subconsciously, but they ain't never thought to differentiate it. But it's definitely a big difference, you know what I mean? I agree, but I just don't think they see that. It took them a long time to give rap its own genre on the Billboard charts, you feel me? They didn't want to acknowledge us. But yeah, I think eventually it will happen, though, for sure. But they probably just don't see it how we see it.
Okay, and correct me if I'm wrong, all right? Because, you know, my opinion. But to me, now I'm going to say some artist names. And, you know, if you agree, cool. If you don't agree, it's cool, all right? All right, hip-hop, DMX, all right? Rap, 3-6 Mafia. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Hip hop, Jada Kiss. All right. Rap, Soulja Boy. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. That I was like, am I wrong or
no, you ain't wrong, bro. It's two totally different genres, really, bro. Like, it's under the same umbrella, but it's two different genres. I agree.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I think that they should, like, they fucking do pop music, like, how they separate that shit. They say, okay, this is alternative. Yeah. They say, this soft rock. You feel me? They say, well, this rock and roll. Then they be like, this is pop. This is EDM.
Right.
This is techno. They do it with theirs, right? But when it comes to hip-hop artists or rap artists, it's like, y'all won. It ain't no... Right. You can't be a different genre. We're not going to give y'all that many titles. We just going to say, if you rapping, you won. Look, what you think about Black Eyed Peas? What would you consider Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, they alternative hip-hop, in my opinion. Not alternative rap, alternative hip hop.
Exactly. But look what they did to them. They put them in what? Hip hop category.
Yeah.
They didn't even get, why are they not in the alternative category? Why? Why are they not? Because they rapping on beats. You feel what I mean? Even though their music was totally different. But that, and that's the industry, right? So I want to ask you something about validation. And what I mean by validation, you know, the Grammy Awards, Billboard, American Music Awards, all that bullshit. How do you feel about when a lot of Black artists be like, well, I didn't get nominated, or they get mad, boycott. What's your take on that? What you think should be done? Do you think we should even give a fuck about that shit?
I'm not against awards. I just feel like you got to know who you're dealing with. Depending on whatever awards it is, like the Grammys is voted on by your peers. It ain't voted on by the public. So I think there is some sort of like, little secret groups who may come together and say, hey, this
watch
year,
what you say?
Yeah, I feel like they may come together. Like this year, it was like Nas, Freddie Gibbs, Jay Electronica. These people was nominated for Rap Albums of the Year. I think it was just the powers that be was like, hey, let's show some appreciation to hip hop this year for the
yeah. Let's throw a little bone so they can leave us the fuck alone.
Because in all honesty, bro, like that wasn't likely to happen. Like that's not what you would expect. You know what I mean?
Honestly,
yeah.
Right, when I heard that Nas won, Nas has never got a Grammy. I think it was his first Grammy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Nas is my artist, man, but I think, I think that he did that. I think he, he got that little validation that he say he didn't want, but.
Yeah, every artist appreciates any award or validation, no matter how much they say they don't care about it. It's definitely appreciated, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you can appreciate it and still not be all for it. Like, hey, thank you, but at the same time, like, it's y'all still full of shit. You feel me? Like, we ain't gonna sit here and act like just because you gave me this, I'm gonna shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's what Nas is on. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's a little quiet now. He ain't as vocal as he was, you know, since he done hooked back with Jay-Z and, you know, and let's be honest, man. They don't do it by the numbers anyways. It's 10,000 people that's in this damn room and they do this. They don't do it by numbers. You know, it's like who we think should win. You know, that's why I used to always want to get a Grammy, but I don't give a fuck about that because I know it's not voted by the people. See, I liked the Teen Choice Awards because it was voted by the people. I think the VMAs the VMAs is voted by the people too, if I ain't mistaken. I could be wrong, but I think they are. But I'd rather be voted by the people than, you know, these motherfuckers on the board to say, huh, I think this album should win. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I feel like regardless, it could be full of shit because let's say, I don't know, because it's a slippery slope, bro, because Freddie Gibbs wouldn't have been nominated for a Grammy if it wasn't voted on by his peers. If it was voted on by regular people, he wouldn't have got enough votes, bro. But in all honesty, he had one of the best albums of the year. If we speak in talent and production, like he had a great, great album, but that wouldn't have happened if it was voted on by us because he ain't got enough fans, bro. Like, he ain't got nowhere near as many fans as a Polo G. Polo G would have got a, you know what I mean? But then, so I get the peers thing. I respect the Grammys for that. But then if you do vote by the people, it's going to be a bunch of talented artists who drop dope albums that don't get nominated. You feel me? So it's a slippery slope, whether it's peers or the people, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I think in a way that, and what I mean by the people is numbers. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what I mean by the people. Let the people speak. Numbers. You know what I mean? And the reason why I say that, because it was albums that won. Like, ain't no way. No way that fucking, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about, man.
Cardi.
Is it Cardi?
You talking about rapper or singer?
No, she's the Kacey Musgraves. You probably don't know who this is, but she's a country artist. And her album only went gold, but she won like the best album of that year. I can't remember which Grammy Awards it was. Yeah, and I'm like, it went gold. And you had all these other country artists who's going triple platinum.
But I respect it though, because her album may have been better than their album, bro.
Yeah, it was. But in my mind, you can't talk about numbers, then get to an award show and say, okay, we're not going to do it by numbers. You know,
the thing is, if you go strictly by numbers, well, it's different. Numbers between artists and numbers between the masses is different.
That's what I mean. Because look, Hobson, when do you ever hear Hobson on the radio? Never. Right.
That ain't what he's aiming for, though. Like, that ain't his target.
But guess what? His numbers are killing the baby numbers. Do you understand what I'm saying? His sales and the money he's making is killing the baby numbers. But the baby is everywhere. Do you get what I'm saying?
So I get it. Yeah.
I think in a way, now I ain't going to say, I think it should be like a little system. I think it should go, okay, how many sales, how many followers, but then how many people out of 1,000 that we just randomly talk to that know hip hop like them. You know what I mean? I think they should do it like that. I just don't think it should be the same motherfuckers every fucking year. You know what I mean? Some of these motherfuckers have been sitting on the goddamn board for 20 fucking years. What the fuck are they still doing now? You feel me? That's my thing. Now, I know you know hip-hop, but how well do you know hip-hop? How well do you know the history of hip-hop?
You asking me?
Yeah. How well do you know the history of hip-hop? And let's be honest.
I mean, past a certain extent, I don't know, to be honest. I've learned about the complete history, but I can't say I remember everything I've learned. But the stuff I lived through, I can speak about for sure.
Okay, well, you talk about LL Cool J.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? LL was the shit, right? You know, he was actually the first rapper to say, look, I'm going to do a girl song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Rock songs, country songs, all of it.
He don't give a fuck, he was right? Basically
Nelly before Nelly.
Before Nelly.
Straight up.
You feel me? And I like the people to pay homage to LL, but a lot of people don't pay homage to LL, man. And LL, he was like the battle motherfucking everything. They just keep on remembering, I Need Love, all these girl songs. But y'all got to remember, Rock the Bells, you know what I'm saying? My radio. See, people don't remember that. But I'm about to put something up on you. I'm going to put a gem up on you that a lot of people do not know about hip-hop.
Excuse me.
Will Smith. You know he was a hip-hop artist before he was this mega film star, right?
Mm-hmm.
With DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, right? But I bet you didn't know this. He was the first rapper to win a Grammy, and they did not televise it. Did you know that?
I didn't.
If I am mistaken the date, could be wrong, but Google it. I think it was the 1994 Grammys. The first rapper to win a Grammy was Mr. Will Smith, Fresh Prince, and they did not air it. And he was like, we gonna boycott the Grammys. And I think they aired it like a year or two later when the hip hop category came back. So a lot of people don't know that, right? So if you say a person that fought for it, it was Will Smith. You feel me? Right. But we don't look at Will Smith like that no more because we're like, he's an actor.
Right.
But y'all got to remember, my man got platinum albums. You know what I mean? My man got platinum albums. You feel me? And he still does music. You feel me? But we forget about that. Now, if you talk about hip-hop back in the 90s, okay, and I want to get your take on this. The females that was blazing the track in the 90s, do you think that these females in the game now could fuck with any of those chicks from the 90s?
Nah.
Only
like two or three that could hang,
you know,
bro.
Hey, Skip, you said that way too quick. You like, nah. You already knew I was going, nah.
First of all, it was too many of them back then. Like, it was, and they all was dope.
All now, of them was dope, weren't they?
Yeah, now you got a cool little number, but it's like, it's just the state of music is just different. Like, you got your Rhapsodies who probably could have, who ain't no probably, she could have hung back in the day.
Yeah, I can't think
of nobody else, bro. Like, people.
Yo, what about Azalea Banks?
I don't listen to her like that.
Man, check Azalea Banks out.
Yeah.
Check out. But yeah, you right. You know, because back then you had people like, you know, Roxanne, Queen Latifah, MC Light,
Foxy Brown,
you know, Lil' Kim. Oh, man, it was a shoe, man. Oh, the Brat. Don't play. It ain't no chick in the game like the Brat.
Yeah.
Ain't no chick in the game like that.
Nah.
I thought Tink.
You got Missy Elliott.
What about Tink? Like, what happened to Tink, though? Like,
she from the one from Chicago? She from Chicago, right?
Yeah. The one that was signed with what's his name? Timberland.
I don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, like, you know, Tink, Miss Jade. I used to fuck with Miss Jade. But it ain't no Eve's either, right? I think Eve. What was the... Oh, Mia X, man. What you talking about?
The whole game is full of Trinas now.
Trinas, yeah. Right. You right. You know what? That's exactly... Look, I've been trying to find... I've been like, who all these girls... Because I can't say Lil' Kim, because Lil' Kim was a... You know, she was a freak, Foxy Brown. They were, but she they was on some... They can rap, and they was on some gangster shit, right? Yeah. But you right. Trina. And Kaya. You know, they was beefing too. You know, my neck, my back chick. Yeah. What they doing now is more of a Miami thing, you know, like what Trina brought to the baddest bitch, you know, thick, talk about this, talk about that, you know, Nikki brought it to the front. Now, honestly, all these girls is getting on like Mulatto, Deja Cat. It's crazy
because we saying that, bro, but we only saying that because that's what's pushed in our faces, bro. It's really some dope females out there. They just ain't getting the spotlight like they should. It's a fact. They definitely out there.
What happened to the white females that was rapping? You remember when it was like three white females that came out, and I know Iggy Azalea. You know, but yeah, they had came out like, I think it was like 2005, 2006, and then it was like whoosh, gone. Like, yeah, they stopped putting them in your face.
It's a brutal game. They couldn't hang. It ain't really for them.
And you know what I think it was? Honestly, I think it was, look, you a white girl, you shouldn't rap. And I think that's what it was. It's like, no, the industry, they rather exploit the black women that's rapping and doing what they're doing. I ain't got nothing against Megan Thee Stallion. But I listened to I just listened to her music just to see every fucking track is the same shit. Ah, my pussy good. Ah, smack my ass. Ow, I suck your dick. Like, the whole album. Deja Cat, it's another chick. B-I-M-I-A, or what's her name is? B-I-A, she got a song with Russ. And it's like it's the same Cash Doll. It's like the same exact shit. The same shit. And I just think they could talk about something different, you know what I mean? In my opinion. I don't know what you think, but my opinion. Do you got any female rappers on your album?
Nah, I don't. Nope.
Why you ain't got a female rapper on your album?
Cause
I don't either. And I'm gonna tell you why.
the females in my that I have access to, they probably wouldn't be able to appreciate where I went. It's only one female, well, it's like two female artists in my city that really do this. And they both, you know what I mean, are your modern day female rappers. You know what I mean? They're not trying to spit, you know what I mean? They trying to be on the same sex sales way.
Sex sell, yeah.
Yeah, that's all. And I, like I said, I don't got no issue with people doing what they do. I feel like they all do it because they see that it works as far as popularity. People think popularity is money, but it's not. And I think that they see that popularity and they be like, well, I can do that. You know, I look better than her. And some people just ain't got the mental capacity to think above that. And I also understand that, like, not every Black person is raised with the right resources or the right upbringing to, you know, help them to go the way they probably should go. And that's how they get lost in the sauce, you feel me? But I just ain't have no females in my circle that could rap on the kind of music I just put out, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? Yeah. I don't get me wrong, I got some songs. I got a song called like Poke It Out, but it's just strictly for the strip club. But I got a song called A Black Man, Jokes on You. And stuff like that. I got a song that I brought out. It's called Get It and Flip It, right? And a lot of people was like, oh, are you talking about drugs? No, anything you get, you flip it, man. That's the whole point. You're trying to elevate. But sometimes it's like the titles will get people, man. And then it's crazy. But I make a little bit of party music for that time. But my lyricism is still there. And I think that a lot of females that I've been trying to, you know, do a collab with, they're not on it, you know? Now, they'll get on Poke It Out, you know, because, like, I always talk about shaking ass, but I'm like, well, I don't want you on Poke It Out because it's you know, it's going to be like a cliche. I want to get you on. I got a song called A Black Man, and I want to put you on this song, and you speak about being a Black woman. Oh, they don't want to do that. So I end up doing A Black Man by myself, Caught in the System. I end up doing that by myself. And I was trying to get some females on them tracks because I know females have been locked up. I know females that rap, they're being locked up, but they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to say, I was caught in the system. I was this girl. Nah, they want to say, nah, I don't really want to do that. And I'm like, but it's real. All right, cool. Don't worry about it. But they'll be like, oh, let me get on that song. I don't want you to get on this song.
Yeah, everybody already know that.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Everybody gonna say, oh, cool, he doing a song called Poke It Out with a chick on it. Cool. You know, fuck that. I didn't want to do that. You know what I mean? But so I want to get your take on one more thing before we go to the Brutally Honest. Now, I see that you have a publicist. Right? You know, your publicist is actually the person that hit me up about this interview. Let me ask you a question. Independent artists in the state, that every independent artist in a different level. You know what I mean? So when you say independent artists, you can be an independent artist up here, you can be independent artists right here, or independent artists down below. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think it is good for independent artists? I'm just gonna say this in the middle. So I don't wanna say high or low. That's in the middle. You think that they should have a publicist, a manager, and a local independent label behind them? Or do you think that it's really not necessary until you get to a certain point, like when you really, really need that? What you think?
I think all of them are good to have at any time, whether you're just starting or not. Like, I don't see how a manager could help you. I mean, could hurt you. A manager is there to manage, you know what I mean? Whether you're doing nothing or doing a lot, you know what I mean? You should definitely have management, in my opinion. Having a PR, that definitely ain't got nothing to do with where you are in your career. A PR's job is to just get you in front of people. You know, that's something you need from the get-go, in my opinion. A label, that's something you can wait on, for sure. I mean, just depending on what that label got to offer. if they got an advanced offer, then I mean you can use that anytime too. But it's all just preference, in my opinion. Like I take all of it, you know, in my beginning stages. I've had all of them, you know what I mean? So I think it just depends on the person, but I don't think any of it can hurt you. It can help you, but it can't hurt you.
Yeah, unless you got some shady people.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
Okay, in my opinion, yeah, but it depends on you. I'm be honestly, I don't have a manager. I don't have a PR. I don't have a none of that. I actually run everything, you know, from the podcast, from the editing. You know, that's my studio back there. You know, that's why I do voiceovers, my music. I mix, I master. I do all my graphics. I do everything. And
I left my manager of 8 years. So, you know what I mean? This is my first time ever having a PR. You know what I mean? So I get it.
And the reason being is if I can do what you can do, even with less time to do it, what do I need you for? Right? And I mean, you must be working around the clock for me. You know what I mean? Like when I'm doing this, trying to pay these bills, you need to be doing this, try to get me to a high point. Right? Yeah. So, and you know, Heat Level Entertainment, Heat Level Films, Heat Level Podcast, Heat Level TV Network, you know, everything. I do it all myself. And I just hired a guy who's my second unit director for the film I'm about to shoot, which I'm the writer, producer, the screenplay writer, and the director. And I star in it too. But I'm not a main role. I'm just like a side supporting role. But with that being said, I brought him in because he got 23 years of experience. And he's a starving guy. You know, he worked on Boosie Badass movie On the Grind. He was the second unit director on that movie. So I brought him in. I'm like, all right, cool. This is my first time shooting a film, you know? And I write a lot, but this is my first time shooting my first film. So for the past month, he's been, hey, boom, boom, boom. And I've been learning, you know, YouTube. I tell people, look, dude, YouTube got some good fucking information on it. You just got to know how to cipher through the bullshit. You feel me? I'm telling you, it taught me how to shoot film, taught me how to shoot my videos. I'm the way I shoot my videos and stuff. And then it taught me how to shoot film from the frames and the millimeters of the cameras. Cause you know, I got like, you know, four cameras I got, but it's teaching me all that, you know, and the gimbals I use and it. And he's teaching me storyboards. How to draw storyboards, how to, you know what I mean? So the information is all out there. So for people that do get managers or people that do get PRs and people that are on a local independent label, like, you know, I'm a label, you know what I mean? Heat Level Entertainment, I don't know if you can see it, but I'm a label, right? I have no artists. I got one artist that I'm actually supposed to be signing. He's in New York. But the thing about it is, if you can't do stuff on your own, why would I even try to invest in you? Because I could see that you're not going to be able to push yourself. Like some people, we're not a major label, right? So a major label might say, hey, go to these, what they call them, interviews or whatever, but we're going to put $2 million behind you. Here, this is not going to happen. I don't have $2 million to put behind you. You know, I put $2,000 behind you. You know what I'm saying? And actually, $2,000 go a long way, if you know the avenues. But you're gonna have to work some of this stuff yourself. And I think a lot of these artists now is like, well, I can do it myself, which is cool. Nothing wrong with that. But a lot of these don't have any business sense, don't know about contracts, don't have no LLCs, none of that. Like I seen on your thing, are you signed to your label?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure you got your business license.
Right. Yeah.
LLCs and, you know, your trademarks and all that. But a lot of people don't know about that. So they don't know how to do that. And sometimes a hip hop artist shouldn't be a label owner. And that's just being honest. Because if you talk about Ludacris, he was a dope artist, but he was a shitty ass label owner. You know what I mean? The Young Jeezy. Dope artist. Shitty. Name one artist that came off CTE but Jeezy. You know, not trying to, you know, knock these people down or nothing, but a lot of hip-hop artists are not good label owners. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you need a label behind you. So in that sense, I could say I do agree with you that it's cool to have all three if you can really afford to, like, you know, to be able to. Because, you know, managers, they're going to want, what, 15, 20% of what you do or something like that. So I guess if you want that extra push like that and then you willing to, you know, give away a little piece of your pie from the beginning, that's cool. I don't know how much PRs make. I've never even looked into that, you know what I mean? Because I never got a PR. But maybe I should look into it, you know what I mean? Just to see what they make, and maybe I hire one. You know what I mean? But that's my take on that. But what I would like to say, I really appreciate you even just zooming in for this interview, man. I'd have had so many people to say, oh, man, I'm just send me the link. We're going to do this. But the reason why I fuck with you and I'm going to talk to you after this is you, your publicist hit me up. She said it's what it was. I sent it and you was ready. And when I say you are like the second person from a Zoom standpoint that ever did that. You know what I mean? Everybody else come to the studio, you know, and we do it, you know, on my table over here. But you the first one that I genuinely like, oh, okay, this guy, he's on this business.
For sure, yeah.
No doubt. But what I want you to do is give people all the links where they can get your music and don't leave nothing out. Tell them how to spell it and everything.
Yeah, you can visit my website, Official Skip. That's official, SKYPP.com. You can follow me at SKYPP317 on Instagram and Twitter. My Facebook, SKYPP. My YouTube, SKYPP. You know what I mean? And anything else, you can just Google SKYPP and I'll pop up.
Yes. That's what y'all heard that, right? SKYPP. Y'all make sure y'all Google that shit. Now, we up on our last subject, and I mean segment of the day, and it's called Brutally Honest. It's why I asked this artist a question, and he got to be brutally honest about it. And if you lie, I'm going to have to roast your ass. Straight up. Now, here we go. Question of the day is this. To you and to the females out there that are listening to this, but I'm talking to a male, so I'm going to say to you, have you ever, brutally honest now, have you ever told your woman she looked good in an outfit that she never looked good in?
Nah, I'm an asshole. I definitely tell her. Matter of fact, where's she at? Bang.
Bring it here. Bring it.
Straight up. Like,
hey, bring it. Bring it to the podcast.
I think she's working. She a therapist. I think she got a client right now. But I'll tell her straight up, like, what you got on? Like, nah. Yeah, she appreciate that about me. I'll tell her.
Hey, you tell her, hey, look, you be like, look, that shit ain't what's up.
Nah, I say it worse. I say it worse than that.
You be like, what the fuck you wearing?
Right. Yeah, straight up. I be trying to teach her fashion. She ain't really fashionable like that.
Hey, you know what, homie? Hey, no doubt I'm going to do that. I be telling my girl, you know, sometimes you get back, you know, like, oh, so you don't like it? Like, no, like, you can switch it up. That ain't really it. You know, but, you know, I understand that women got feeling, you know, some of them, you know, you got to be a little, but yeah, I do, we on the same page on that. I'm not for the sugarcoat it. Sure. Because if I ask you, hey, shit, you know, I'm good, and you tell me I'm not good, I mean, you tell me I'm good, and then mother's like, man, this motherfucker, fuck is this nigga got out? You know, you ain't teaching me the fashion thing. You know, I've been gone 7 years. I've been out three, but, you know, I'm still trying to, you know, figure out the fashion thing or what they got. I ain't wearing all these tight jeans and dresses and shit, but, you know, ain't my swag, but yeah, it's your swag, whatever. But you get what I mean? So, yeah, I believe that you was honest about that, especially when you said, hey, babe. Yeah. There's no doubt, man. I appreciate that. Well, Well, look, like, man, I'm glad to get everybody tuned in to Heat Level Podcast, man. If you want to go find this on YouTube, you can type in Heat Level Podcast. It pop up. You can get this on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts at. iHeartRadio, we there. If you want to go see my videos, you can go to Joaquin TV. That's Joaquin TV. That's W-Y-Q-E-E, Eric, M, Mama, Mumu, Mimi. So y'all can make sure y'all go get that. Or if y'all want to go on Spotify and y'all just want to type in Joaquin, then listen to the music and don't want to look at the videos, you can just type in W-Y-Q-E-E-M. That's W-Y-Q. Eric, Mimi, Mama, Mumu. So y'all make sure y'all go do that. Hey, yo, Skip, I appreciate you coming into the podcast, and hopefully we can have more. You can revisit, man, and be even better.
My pleasure, man. Right on for having me.
Maybe you could come to Nashville, come to the studio, and be live.
Well, my PR is in Nashville, so I could definitely slide out there.
No doubt. Yeah, because she found me on Nashville Podcast.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right. So, look, everybody, thank y'all. Thanks, Skip. And y'all know how I always say, I'm about this bitch.